Welcome to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9 and 1580 WAMW. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber. Each week we shine a spotlight on topics important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligonier. Well, I'm excited this week about our guest and about the program. And I know I say that all the time, but I actually mean it this time. And I'm joined by Coach Miller of Washington High School Boys Basketball Team. How are you today, Coach?
Doing well, doing well.
I'm really glad to have you on, and one of the key reasons we wanted to have this show was just to talk about your important milestone that we just had. I want to congratulate you on those 1,000 games coached. Now, I have to ask, did you set out to coach 1,000 games?
No, definitely did not. Had no idea that I would approach 1,000 ball games coached early or late in the career.
Sure. Well, tell us a little bit about your background, Coach, for those folks who are listening that may not know you well. I know a lot of people know you in Washington, but tell us a little bit about where you've been and maybe how you got into this.
Well, I'm a northern Indiana boy. Grew up in the northwest corner of Indiana in Newton County. Went to high school at South Newton High School. From there, went to Wabash College and came out of college. And really, when I went into college, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to coach and teach. And when I graduated from Wabash, I obtained my first job at Kankakee Valley High School, which is a school in DeMont.
Is that in Illinois?
No, it's in Indiana.
Oh,
it's in DeMont,
okay.
Indiana.
Okay.
It's about 30 miles south of Valparaiso. It's in Jasper County, northern part of Jasper County. Which is right below Valparaiso.
So Kentland, Indiana, is that what you?
Well, Kentland, Indiana, is where I grew up.
That's
where South Newton High School is at. So I grew up in Goodland, Indiana. But the schools consolidated when I was in the eighth grade, and the school was called South Newton High School, which is address is Kentland, Indiana.
Now Newton County, I think it's Judge Moulter. Do you know Judge Moulter in
yes.
Newton County?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, okay. I do.
I knew his son, Derek Moulter, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Is he a nice guy? Is he
yeah.
Hard? He's tough.
Yeah, he's tough. They need to be.
They grow him tough in that
yeah,
county.
Yeah.
So I know you've been a lot of places, and you said you went off to college at Wabash. Did you play basketball there?
Yes, played basketball at Wabash College, yes.
Okay. And then when did you start coaching, you said, at Kankakee?
I started coaching at Kankakee Valley High School in 1975.
Okay. And where did you go from there?
Well, I was there for 6 years. And I really enjoyed the 6 years there. And then went to Vincennes in 1981. From 1981 to 1998, I was in Vincennes Lincoln.
Oh, that was a long stay then.
That was 17 years.
Wow.
And then from there, went to Lafayette Jefferson. Really, that was kind of one of those moves where you're going back home. It was only about 30 miles from where I grew up.
Sure.
And it was a big school. It was kind of this big school basketball tradition when I grew up. It was in the North Central Conference, and I always thought I wanted to coach at that school and at that conference. And so we went up there, and we were there for 7 years. And then came to Washington,
God's country,
in 2005. So from northern Indiana, but I guess I've been in southern Indiana 30
More,
years of my
yeah.
65
but
years.
But always
I've been
on
alive.
The western part of the state.
That
right?
is correct. I know the western side of Indiana real well, not so much on the east side of the state.
That's interesting. So you said that you kind of said, I thought I wanted to be in this conference where Lafayette Jeff was. I mean, did you decide after 6 years that, maybe I want to try something different, or how did that change to Washington come?
Well, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed my time at Lafayette. Playing in the North Central Conference was a real treat, and playing in some great venues. I mean, when you go to North Central and Richmond and Muncie Central and the Wigwam and Anderson and
big stadiums,
oh, yeah. big places, and it was a lot of fun. You know, being in that
is Marion in that conference.
Yes, Marion's okay. in the conference. Yeah. One year that I was up there, we had the sixth toughest schedule in the state of Indiana,
Holy
and
moly.
I think another year it was the eighth toughest
wow.
schedule in Indiana. So we not only played those conference teams, but played Carmel, Lawrence North, North Central, So it was a tough schedule, and as I said, it was fun. I enjoyed it. But the Washington job opened up, and it was a chance to be an athletic director as well as to coach basketball, and I jumped at that opportunity.
That's wonderful. Now, I think it's either your daughter or your son-in-law told me that you had seen Washington travel. You'd seen them at the state championships, and you were impressed just with the size of the crowd or something along these lines. Can you tell me about that?
Well, I go to the state finals every year. I love Indiana high school basketball. I don't think there's anything more exciting than, Indiana high school basketball, especially during the tournament. I don't think there's anything that brings the communities together better than the high school basketball tournament. And so I go every year, enjoy it. I think it's the most exciting time of the year. People talk about Christmas. For me, it's March. I love the month of March and love the tournament. And so, yeah, I was there. And the following that they had in 2005 and when Luke hit that big shot. In fact, I was sitting at the end that Luke was shooting from. I could follow the shot as it was going in, and it looked good from then. But it was exciting. I love the atmosphere there, and I love the crowd that Washington had.
Yeah, that's neat. I was just watching some highlights of some of those championship games, and of course, I mean, the one of the most watched ones was that last second shot against Plymouth in 2005. Mm. So, did you say to yourself, "Oh man, that's where I want to coach"? Or how did it come about?
I'm not sure how it came about. I did. I remember talking to some people from Washington during the state finals, and mentioned the job was open, but I don't even sure at that moment that I even thought about applying for the job or going for the job at that time.
Understand. So let's talk a little bit about your style of basketball. I've heard about Miller ball, but what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I think from year to year, in high school basketball, you've got to change in the way you play, because you don't. It's not like you're going out and recruiting the players Roy at North Carolina recruits the players that he wants to play, right, to run up and down the style type of game and that kind of thing. But you can't do that in high school. So I think you got to adjust to what your talent is and what you have on the team. But if I had my preference, I would like to be.
You want seven footers, right?
Yeah. I would like to be able to press, press a lot, run up and down the floor, make it play in a fast-paced basketball game with a lot of defensive pressure on the ball, and offensively try to push the ball down the court and score quickly. If not, to settle up and get a good shot.
That makes sense. So high pressure, hard defense. Run and gun, is that your style?
Well, not so much run and gun, but to run and push the ball up the floor, yes.
It's amazing some of the – I mean, I know people probably ask you about the Zellers all the time, but two nearly 7-foot guys, and they could both move and run, I mean, way more than your normal person that's that tall.
Well, that's true. Both of them could run and get out and defend people out on the perimeter, and they both could shoot the ball very well as well. They're two awfully good basketball players, and of course that's evident because they're both in the NBA.
that's right. And so one of the things that I coming across your articles, just different people. There was recently an article, you probably saw it in the Evansville Courier, and just former players that have spoken obviously fondly of playing for you and how you've impacted them. Not everybody that comes through Washington High School is going to be a professional basketball player.
Right.
What do you feel your role is in impacting these young men and positively affecting their lives?
Well, I think that, my job as a coach is to get people ready for after school. I think to teach them the value of hard work and to persevere. I tell the kids all the time, things are not always going to go well for you. We've all have things that happen in our life that you'd prefer not happen. And so what you got to do is be able to persevere and work through those things. And just like in basketball, I think a lot of things in basketball carry over into life. You know,
absolutely.
There's things when in a basketball game where things don't go well. The ball's not going through the basket. Things don't happen the way you want them to happen. And, you know, the other thing is there is that not only do you got to persevere, but that's when you got to really come together as a team instead of split off. You know, when things aren't going well in your business, you can't be splitting off and going in different ways. You got to be working together, you know, to make things happen together. It's a lot easier when you're working together than when you're split off and trying to do it individually.
That's
so
right.
So I think that's really important that you teach people teamwork, teach them the value of hard work, you know, to get along with people, be able to get along with people. I mean, there's people that you work with sometimes you don't really exactly like,
sure.
But you work with them and
right.
you respect them for what they do for their job. And to understand their role is important just as your role is important. You know, in order to have a successful business, you've got to have a business which everybody understands each their role and to understand the importance of each other's role as well.
I think that's really good stuff. Talking about perseverance, we speak to the CEO program, the high school students that are trying to learn about business. And just recently we talked about, sure, you need to be intelligent to be successful perhaps in business, but more valuable than intelligence is perseverance. I mean, it's not a matter of when you're going to have a hard thing that comes mm-hmm. along. It's how you respond to it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I think that's really important is how you respond to those things. And, you know, I think being used to hard work and working through those things, you know, as you persevere, I think is really important.
Absolutely. Well, I want to let our listenership know that we're on with Gene Miller, who is the high school boys basketball coach at Washington High School here in Washington, Indiana. And Coach Miller, you've got a reputation as being kind of a stickler, as being a stern type of a coach. Do you feel like that's a fair statement or not really?
Well, I guess it's probably fair. You know, I you know, try hard to teach kids how to play the right way, and you know, try hard to get them to play the you know that way and to do things the right way. You know, do things right, and so I guess from that standpoint. You know, I believe in one way to do things, and, you know, I'm pretty stickler at trying to get those guys to do those things, yes.
So they also said that perhaps in this article that you're mellowing, that maybe you take your jacket off earlier in the games. You think that is there any truth to that?
There's probably truth to that, too, that I'm probably a little more mellow than I was 20 years ago. I'm not sure, and I tell kids, you know, I've told kids before on the team that I'm not sure if I coached the way I did back in the 80s that I'd have any players playing today. it was a lot, you know, I'm sure it was a lot harder on kids then and a lot tougher. But you got to adjust with time
sure.
and adjust with the players that you're coaching.
No, that makes sense. So maybe let's talk about who has inspired you, I guess, to be a coach. I mean, obviously we've had a tremendous number of fantastic coaches in Indiana. You know, got a litany of people who are well known, and basketball is a big deal here, big deal in Southern Indiana, and like we've talked about in our community. Tell us about who's inspired you. Who are your mentors?
Well, I guess the guy that inspired me the most, and the man I looked up to the most as a coach was John Wooden. I just believed in a lot in his philosophy.
He was a Martinsville artisan. Right?
Yeah, he was at one time.
Yeah.
Yes,
and he went to Purdue. Is that
went
right?
to Purdue.
Okay,
and you know, I think he's the one I've read. Well, until the last few years, probably read every book that's ever been written on John Wooden. I really liked his philosophy, and maybe not do a lot of the things that he did on the basketball court, but off the court, I really, really, really liked Bob Knight. It's kind of the other way. I like a lot of the things that he did on the court and a lot of things that he taught and the way he taught things. Didn't agree with a lot of his behavior
yeah,
things and the way
some rough
that he
edges.
Taught people.
Sure.
But I liked his philosophy of the actual the game of basketball. And then I guess that I think the third person that influenced me coaching is probably my father. I think that the thing he did was taught me the value of hard work and being disciplined and working hard, you know, for what you wanted to accomplish. And you know, I saw him. I always thought he had been a great high school basketball coach or a great coach. He worked on the railroad for 45 years.
Up in Newton County, then?
Up north, yeah, northern okay. Indiana. And I thought he would have been a great coach because he was a leader of men. He ran a railroad gang that put in new ties, took out ties and put in new ties on the railroad.
It's hard work.
He had a group of, I don't know, anywhere between 30 and 50 guys that that he was the boss of during these times. And I was fortunate enough to work with him in the summer as I was going through college and was able to see. He was very organized, a very hard worker, you know, got people to work hard and to got them to be together as a team and do things together. So I always thought that he would have been a very good coach.
That's really interesting to hear about coaches and but then also your father. That's neat. But did he play basketball or?
Yeah, he played basketball in high school. And then right from high school went to work for the railroad, and I worked for the railroad for I think 45 years before he retired. He's now 2 years ago we moved him down here. My mother and him live in the Legends.
Oh, wonderful.
So they're able to come to my games here, and sometimes my wife takes him to away games as well.
I bet he's extremely proud. That's wonderful that he's able to be close. So obviously you've coached 1,000 games now. I mean, that's quite the feat looking at the Indiana all-time level. I mean, you've won 60-65% of those games. I mean, you're, as far as active coaches, you're way up there. I guess I'm curious, some of your favorite memories of your first 1,000 games. I don't know if there's going to be a second 1,000, but your first 1,000 games, what's been some key moments?
Well, I guess if I started early in my career, I think one of the was winning the regional at Lafayette Jeff when I was at Kankakee Valley back in 1981. It's the first and still the only regional that that school has ever won.
Wow.
In basketball. And it was just it was a fun time. And I think those people there celebrated that as much as maybe they did winning the state championship here in Washington.
So the 81 that was?
81.
How long had you been coaching at that point?
That was my sixth year.
Oh, wow.
Sixth
okay.
year. And the funny thing was, on our way home, Kankakee Valley is about an hour and 10 minutes from Lafayette. And this is a funny story because when we got done, they wanted us back home to celebrate in the gym back at Kankakee Valley. And we get on the bus, and this is one of these little yellow buses,
yeah.
And a state policeman took the governor off the bus, and we started going down I-65, and we were probably driving 75 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour on a yellow bus, on a school bus. And the cops on both sides of us and behind us and everything. It was funny. I'm thinking, wow, we're doing this with, you know, the policeman's the one to undo it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a great time. And then next probably would be 1984. Playing in the state championship game with Vince Inns Lincoln.
That's right. So who was on that team? Was Coach Shookman on that team?
No, he was later. This was Randy Hobson and Dean Tolbert.
Sure.
Were the two starting guards, and we had Paul Hendrickson.
Okay.
Was one forward, and Charlie Wagner and Tim Swan were the other forwards.
Okay.
We were a small team. I think our biggest guy was about 6 foot three.
Wow.
In fact, Gage Latham, who plays for me now, yeah. kind of reminds me of Paul Hendrickson at that time because they're both built about the same. Paul may be just a little bit taller, but he was a starting center for that team.
And strong guy.
I think the thing that probably not the final game or even winning in the game in the afternoon of the state finals, the game that I remember the most is the championship game of the semi-state as the clock's ticking down. And we had played really well against Floyd Central. to win the game, and you're thinking then that we're going to the Final Four.
Wow.
You know, that was the back in the one day class, and you know, the excitement of being able to go to the Final Four was just
unbelievable.
Was just unbelievable.
Unbelievable feeling, yeah. So that was your first championship game, right? 84.
Right, that was the first championship game. We got beat on a we got beat by three. We actually had the basketball with like 30 seconds to go, down one, and we missed the shot. And we had to foul them. They hit both free throws, and there was no three-point play back then. So we ended up getting beat 59-56.
Wow. Who was your opponent that day?
Warsaw.
Warsaw. Okay. The Tigers.
Yes.
So we talked about events back in 81, 84. What about more recently? Anything that sticks out to you?
Well, I think the biggest game here was probably that I remember in Washington was 2008. The regional championship, not just the whole day, to be honest with you, was just a, you know, it had snowed the night before, it was snowy, and
yeah.
And I remember the calling the IHSA and asking them, should we play, you know, and the commissioner says, he says, can the teams make it? I said, yeah, they can, they're in fact, three of them are here already. And the other one says they can make it. He says, well, don't worry about the fans. Go ahead and play the game.
Wow.
So we went ahead and played, and we didn't have to worry about the fans because the fans showed up. I mean,
sure.
It was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people we had had in the place, but it was packed. Everybody says it was the largest crowd.
When people really want to see something, it's amazing. They can drive anywhere.
Yeah,
they?
That's exactly right. You know, and I think what helped if you that day was the regional that was going to be played at North Davies got called off because one of their teams couldn't make it, so they called it off. So I think a lot of those people came too. And
right.
Of course, we had the number one team, the number two, and the number four team in the state playing in our regional in 3A. So it was a great day of high school basketball,
wow.
You know, we was lucky enough to walk out of there with the championship.
Well, this has been really interesting to me. I'm a huge high school basketball fan, and I've just enjoyed this. And we just want to congratulate you on your achievements here. I mean, it's been phenomenal, you know, for our community. And I'm going to let you close us out and just give us a last word on what it means to coach 1,000 games.
Well, as I said, I've been lucky. I've been blessed. God has blessed me very much, and I appreciate all the health that he's given me to be able to coach this long. I've had some very good players, and, you know, some kids that, you know, maybe not played a lot, but they've really been an impact on me. I think each kid that you coach has some kind of impact on you. And I really appreciate all the kids that I've coached. I've appreciated all the teams that I've been able to coach, all my assistant coaches. I've had some great assistant coaches throughout my career. And I appreciate the teams that we've played against and the coaches. I've coached against some great high school basketball coaches, against some great teams. As I said, we didn't always come out on the top. But I always enjoyed the competition, and I think that's the thing I really enjoy about trying to get over to the kids is that, you know, the competition is the fun part. That, you know, they're preparing for the competition because if you don't prepare, it's not going to be very competitive. So I think I enjoy everything about it, the preparation for each game, you know, the competition during the game, and the association with the young men I've been lucky to coach.
Wonderful stuff. We really appreciate you coming on today.
All right. Thank you very much, Grant.
Focus on the Community has been brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's program and past shows when you visit our website, wamwamfm.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:35 on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9 and 1580 WAMW as we focus on the community.